With live coverage of the 149th Open Championship from Royal St George's, this is The Open Radio on 87.7 FM and across the world on theopen.com and the official Open app.
A very warm welcome to The Open Radio and day one of the 149th Open Championship at Royal St George's in Kent, where we have the most wonderful conditions for players and spectators and a stellar lineup. The build-up's been fascinating, but the wait is over. This magnificent event is back with Shane Lowry ready to defend the Claret Jug.
Whenever you see Brand Snedeker appear on a screen, you suspect something special is going to happen. Oh my goodness me.
He is peppering flags everywhere. That's just bounded in on the 17th for an eagle. My goodness me. Well, he almost holed his tee shot on the 16th.
Yeah. So, birdie on 16, eagle on 17, Snedeker coming strong, and Garcia now with a birdie putt on 18, which goes in. Terrific end to his round.
That is a wonderful round of golf. He'll be delighted with that. Topsy-turvy at times. It was not settled. Plenty of pars, plenty of birdies, and plenty of bogeys too, but he comes out the right end of it.
I think Thomas Peters is the model for me, because I got Thomas when he was 12 years old and built him up, really, and produced the swing that Thomas has got with him over the last, you know, 12 years, for 15 years now.
Now, there's a guy who's a world number one in waiting. To me, when I see him, what's the missing ingredient with Thomas Peters between the ears?
Well, with all of them.
Yeah.
With all of them. It's attitude. It's the attitude. I mean, that's what separates, like, Brooks when we started, and I had to talk Brooks really hard at Erin Hills before he played Erin Hills and won his first major. I had to tell him his attitude stunk, and it was horrendous, because I know, because my attitude was horrendous when I played.
So you recognised it?
I recognised it straight away, and I said, with that, you're going to win nothing unless you change your attitude. Changed it, won four majors later. There we go.
Louis Oosthuizen at 10 under par, and he's got an eagle putt for.
He has, and it's very makeable. Probably just outside the length that he popped in on the last, but there is some movement around the hole here. Pin cut, just 13 on, 5 off the right on this par 5, 14th. It's on its way, and yes! In it goes! Ron, you're bringing Louis some luck this afternoon.
Well, my goodness me, an eagle putt to take Louis Oosthuizen to 12 under par. And a 3-shot lead at this stage. No bogeys throughout his two rounds so far. This is magical stuff, isn't it?
But we're going to go out and join Itzy, who I think has got a guest for us.
Yes, I'm joined by Niall Horan, the special guest. What brings you here to the 149th Open?
The love of golf, and then followed by having three players from Modest Golf playing in the Open this week. Who doesn't want to come to an Open Championship?
Your main industry is the music, and you've toured all around the world.
Yeah.
You've had insight to tour life now of the golfer. How does the two compare?
I mean, there's a lot, obviously very different things, but, you know, being their age and being in the limelight and, you know, being out in public and doing a public job, you know, there's definitely a little bit of that, and I think that's why I felt like I could help out along the way. You know, at a very young age, I'd been all over the world by 20, you know, and I'd seen things that most 20-year-olds hadn't seen, very luckily. And I had kind of had that in my back pocket to be able to help, you know, the guys and girls when they did come through. And, just across the board, felt like I could help, and I feel like we've done a good job over the last 5 years with that.
On the tee from South Africa, Louis Oosthuizen.
Leader by two from Colin Morikawa. In it goes. He really does hole out so well. That was from about 4 feet, but it's a birdie for Oosthuizen, birdie for Morikawa.
Yes, Jordan Spieth with the birdie. Kept the ball inside the hole. Great putt. 4 under for his round through 10 holes and up to 12 under par.
Get in. Yes, he holds it. Well done. Great putt right in the front door from Rory McIlroy, off to a birdie start. 1 under into red numbers.
Corey Connors drains the birdie putt. That's a lovely, lovely little move from the Canadian on the 12th.
I felt like I drove it well and hit my irons really well, and it was a lot of fun out there.
And the axe one.
Four!
That's
Sorry, I had to shout four. They're almost out of bounds here in the right-hand side, up against the railing. There's a lot of goings on here, Ron.
Well, dramatic stuff to say the least.
Yes, yes. Well done, John Ram. That's a great save on the 18 and hugely important as we head into tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely significant because he's now feels that he must be in it.
This is massive for Rory. Par putt, come on.
It's on its way. Oh, it's just missed.
Sort of a tale of two nines, just a matter of trying to keep that going, and it's getting there.
And in from Louis Oosthuizen, who retakes the lead on his own.
And that drops. So careless three putt for Jordan Spieth drops him back to minus nine.
Ball in the hole. Our leader at the moment, Louis Oosthuizen, minus 12.
As he pops it in, so Colin Morikawa has picked up two shots today. He is at 11 under par, but he is one behind the leader for the third round of the 149th Open at Royal St. George's. Louis Oosthuizen is the leader at 12 under par.
What a golf shot John Rahm has hit here. It's just up the right-hand side of the green, coming around down towards the flagstick, and a wonderful shot at this 245-yard hole. Amazing golf shot there, Rob.
Yeah, terrific. He's got a putt from behind the hole, putting back down towards the tee. That's very makeable, as all these putts have been so far today. He'll need to find something in a few minutes' time. Matt and Reese.
2 feet for birdie at the par four, 10th, rolling up to the hole. Oh, and it just grazes the edge, so a tap in left there, remain at 8 under.
Okay, so we are heading here, there, and everywhere, and eventually we are heading to the conclusion of this magnificent 149th Open Championship. Hello to John, who says, I'm road tripping from Illinois to Florida with my fiancé and Labrador, who haven't stopped glaring at me after I woke them up with my screams following that Jordan Spieth birdie recently. Well, talking of Jordan, let's get back to Matt.
Thank you very much. You found us here at the par 4 10th, where Corey Connors has just made a par to remain at 8 under par. And aforementioned, Jordan Spieth, who is on 10 under par, has inside of 15 feet to get it to 11.
Yeah, Jordan's got a very makeable birdie putt here. It's going to break ever so slightly from left to right. I believe it's a left center putt, ever so slightly downhill. Mustn't give the hole away. Ball's on its way. Running track in towards the hole. Gathering and in. Jordan Spieth with a birdie on number 10, moves to 11 under par, and now is only two back of the leader, Colin Morikawa. Back to you guys.
Oh, this is getting interesting. Very interesting indeed. Let's get straight to Ron.
And Morikawa for his putt to extend his lead. Putt of around about 12 feet maybe. Rolls it left to right. And in! In from Morikawa. What a reply to Spieth's effort. He wouldn't have known anything about Jordan Spieth's putt, of course, but the way he is playing at the moment, there's a little strut about him, huge confidence as he and his caddy just walk to the side of the green now. Wonderful putt, and Morikawa now goes to 14 under as he completes his front nine.
And we've just had a little cutaway of the engraver hard at work, tapping in Colin Morikawa's name. He will become the first player to win two major titles on debut, which is another astonishing statistic.
It is amazing, and considering last week Marcus was his first attempt or first tournament at Lynx Golf, and some people with his finish was well down the field last week kind of thought maybe this kid doesn't really like Lynx Golf, or obviously with 1 week hadn't got to know it that terribly well. But what a performance this week. 15 under par, leads by two as he strolls down into a setting sun here on the 18th at Royal St. George's.
But now, here comes Morikawa. Into the hole, and Colin Morikawa is the new Open champion, the 149th champion. Big hug for his caddy, warm handshake from Louis Oosthuizen. What a performance by Colin Morikawa. He's finished at 15 under par, now stands arms aloft in the sunshine, applauds the fans who have been so generous to him, not a single blemish on his card, four birdies, what a performance, Colin Morikawa is the new Open champion.